I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I know. It's Monday, and we tend to be down on Mondays. But, you know, on this show, we try to promote a really positive attitude on Monday because, look, especially on a day like today, the Saints didn't lose, so we're not down over a Saints loss because they didn't play. It's a day of living. It's a beautiful day. And if we don't have another Monday, we can get to another Friday or another weekend. So this is just a step toward another weekend. Look at it that way. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you are with us. I have posted a picture of, I really kind of went through a makeover over the last month or so, which is why I have rarely been in any public settings. And you can just see the picture on Scoot on the air Facebook, and a lot of good comments there. Also, still continuing comments, and this happened on Fox News over the weekend with Bill Hemmer trying to nail down J.D. Vance on why Trump includes Democrats when he talks about the enemy within. And I posted a blog about this. It's still posted on the Scoot on the air Facebook page. And you can check that out and comment on it and comment on some of the comments. I'll share some of those comments with you this hour. So New Orleans is getting ready for Taylor Swift. It is going to be crazy. Swifties are going to be here. In fact, a lot of people who are here don't even have tickets. But they're just still like to be in the city where she is. I wonder where she's staying. Yeah, I know where a lot of the celebrities stay. I don't know if she's staying there, but I'm not going to mention it. Because that should be a private thing. And I wouldn't want a bunch of people to descend on this particular hotel, but it's the hotel where Mick Jagger insists on staying. In fact, I'll tell you, this particular hotel is so popular with celebrities and artists, especially the big rockers that come here, that Lionel Richie was appearing at, I think it was Endymion Extravaganza a couple of years ago. And Lionel Richie could not get a room in this particular hotel. And he decided to stay in Houston and take a private jet here to perform. And then he would fly back to Houston after the performance. So that's how much some celebrities think about this hotel. So I would assume she's staying there. But again, I don't want to mention it. But it's going to be crazy here. I'm sure there's going to be vendors on the street. And you're going to be able to buy all that health food, all that healthy food for you out on the street. And I'm sure you'll be able to buy like a lot of Taylor Swift paraphernalia and stuff. So, look, it's an exciting time. She was in Miami this past weekend and taking a couple of days off. And then she'll be here. And I guess soon, I'm doing the show from my apartment studio here at West End. So I didn't I usually drive when I come from West End. I get off the interstate and I drive between the Dome and the Smoothie King Center. And I usually see when the trucks arrive for Monday Night Football or Thursday Night Football or for a big show. I don't know if the trucks have started to arrive yet. But anyway, I'll be checking on that. I'll be back at the station very, very soon. So LSU won over the weekend. That was a great victory for the Tigers. It wasn't close. Often with Arkansas, it's close. LSU really put it to them. And look, I have to admit, I was after the opening loss, I was wondering about Brian Kelly as LSU's head coach. I wasn't totally denouncing him, but I was wondering about Brian. I had thoughts and questions about Brian Kelly. Man, he turned that around after that opening loss. And LSU is having a really good season, ranked number 8. And again, the team's right ahead of them. There wasn't a lot of action there, so they really couldn't move up. If Miami had lost, well, then that would have been an opportunity for LSU to move up. But LSU remains number 8 on the Associated Press top 25 college football poll. Oregon is number 1, replacing Texas, which dropped down to number 5. Georgia, after beating Texas, is up to number 2. Penn State is number 3. Ohio State, number 4, Texas, 5, Miami, 6, Tennessee, 7, which beat up on Alabama. That was a good game, too. I watched a lot of college football over the weekend. LSU, number 8, Clemson, number 9, Iowa State, number 10. BYU, number 11. They're undefeated at 7-0. And, you know, a lot of people don't know this about BYU. It's Brigham Young University. It's a Mormon university. And the Brigham Young football players are generally at least 2 years older on average than any other players at any other schools that they play. And they're 2 years older because these Mormons, they take 2 years out of their life when they're, you know, in their mid-teens, I believe. They take 2 years off to do missionary work. And so they start college 2 years later. So these guys who play for BYU, they're generally 2 years older than the guys on the teams that they're playing. Notre Dame, number 12. Indiana, 13. Texas A&M, 14. LSU's heading to Texas A&M, or heading to play Texas A&M. Alabama, number 15, 5-2. You know, do you think Nick Saban is kind of happy? I mean, deep down inside. I mean, look, publicly, Nick Saban's going to say, "Man, I'm sorry to see this, and I'm for the Crimson Tide. I'm an Alabama fan. I want them to do well." But don't you think deep down inside, a guy like Nick Saban, when he leaves a team and the team starts to do poorly, don't you think he's kind of happy that, like, the team is missing him, that the team is not doing as well without him? I can't help but think that he's got those feelings deep down inside. Ole Miss is number 18. And again, this is amazing. Now, where's Army here? 21, 20. I'm missing part of this, but Navy is 24. Army's got to be 23 or 22. I don't know why I'm missing this. When this printed out, it didn't print out everything, but really interesting to see Army and Navy in there together. All right, I'm Scoot. We have a lot to get to this afternoon. Look, to say the least, it was an unusual weekend for Donald Trump. But then again, every weekend seems like it's an unusual weekend for Donald Trump. And we got to talk about the McDonald's appearance. It was all staged. Everything about it was staged. Was it worth it? Do you think it was good for Donald Trump to be seen in the window and doing the fries at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania, a battleground state? Do you think that was positive or negative, good or bad? The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. So a rather unusual weekend, not just the McDonald's thing, but Donald Trump decided to bring up something very interesting about the late golfer Arnold Palmer.
Very special. Hello to La Trobe. Oh, I love La Trobe. You know why? The home of Arnold Palmer. This is the home of my friend Arnold Palmer. And he loved La Trobe. You know, he turned out to be one of the greatest golfers in the world. He started off very, very poor. He had no money, just had a lot of talent and a lot of muscle. He was a strong guy. That I said, when I come here, I'm going to tell him the real story of Arnold. But Arnold Palmer was all man. And I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women. But this guy, this is a guy that was all man. This man was strong and tough. And I refuse to say it, but when he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, "Oh my God, that's unbelievable." I had to say it.
Why? No, you didn't have to say it. That's the whole point. You didn't have to say that. But you went there. I don't know why. His daughter says that they were not good friends. They were not good friends because his daughter says that Arnold Palmer, her dad, did not like Donald Trump's lack of civility, did not like Donald Trump's demeanor. So Arnold Palmer did not really like Donald Trump. Do golfers shower all together? I mean, I guess they could be in a locker room, but I don't think it's like an open shower. I mean, I would be surprised if it was just like an open shower, not individual stalls. I mean, you could always put a towel on yourself if you wanted to, or you could walk around if you wanted to, you know, if you wanted everybody to, you know. So I don't know, but he's fascinated with that. And Donald, we know you love women. We know this, and you love women so much you had to pay a woman. So we understand that. Donald Trump also worked the deep fryer, making fries, and the drive-thru window at a McDonald's in Bucks County, just north of Philadelphia.
Lift the handle up to let it drain, give like 10 seconds once it's done draining. We're going to bring it over to his left side, put it into there, salt, and then put it.
Did they have some? Looks good, huh? These are definitely fresh. The good thing, they're definitely fresh. Hello, everybody.
You can take this, right?
And you know, this is compliments of Trump, okay?
Yes, thank you. He's the president.
Yes.
Please don't let the United States become Brazil, my native Brazil.
Oh, we'll keep it good.
Please, please.
We're going to make it better than ever, okay?
Now, it was all set up. The McDonald's was closed. The McDonald's, the Trump people pre-screened the cars that came through the line, and they knew that they were Trump supporters. So it was all staged. And the question is, was this good or bad? I think it was smart, because voters are not that bright, and they will not necessarily pay attention to the commentary, but they'll see Donald Trump like doing an average minimum wage job. And that is that's going to be positive for Donald Trump's people. Again, I think it more feeds his base than it does attract voters who might not vote for him or who are still undecided. But overall, I think it was a good stunt. I mean, he's a clown. It was all phony. But, you know, again, considering the mentality of the average American voter, I think it was probably a positive thing for him. Elon Musk is putting up $1 million. He's offering voters $100 each to sign a petition backing the Constitution. Now, that might sound good, but is it legal? On NBC's Meet the Press, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro thinks it may not be legal.
I think there are real questions with how he is spending money in this race, how the dark money is flowing, not just into Pennsylvania, but apparently now into the pockets of Pennsylvanians. That is deeply concerning.
Now, one legal expert says that it is clearly illegal, but there's a big question about this right now. It may or may not be illegal, but Elon Musk is specifically asking registered Pennsylvania voters to sign a pro-Trump petition. And in other words, you have to sign the petition. It's a petition backing the Constitution, but I believe you also have to vow that you're voting for Donald Trump. Now, I don't know how they check up on this, so I guess you could take the $100 and vote for Kamala Harris if you really wanted to, because they don't really know how you voted, do they? Also on Meet the Press, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, a Trump sycophant, says he's confident Donald Trump is going to win the election.
Vice President Harris has asked, what would you do different? She says nothing comes to mind. The American people are not going to tolerate four more years of affordability crisis, a world on fire, a broken border, energy dependence. Trump's going to win because they have failed the American people.
And Shapiro says Republicans are living in a fantasy world if they think Trump's time in office the first time was really that great.
They don't remember what it was like. Under Donald Trump, you had more chaos, you had less jobs, and you had a whole lot less freedom. I don't think we want to go back to a time of chaos. I want a stable, strong leader, and that's Kamala Harris.
On the campaign trail today, Kamala Harris is seeking to win over swing state Republicans, while Donald Trump is visiting the storm-bruised North Carolina.
With 2 weeks to go in the presidential race a dead heat, today the Democratic nominee campaigns in three suburban Midwest counties that went for Nikki Haley before Haley dropped out of the GOP presidential race.
What kind of country do we want to live in?
The Kamala Harris events in Chester County, Pennsylvania, Oakland County, Michigan, and Waukesha County, Wisconsin are billed as conversations with Republican Liz Cheney. Just a few swing votes in these regions could be crucial. Wisconsin was decided for Biden by just 20,000 votes in the last election. Meanwhile, the presidential race in North Carolina is playing out in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene.
They are doing the worst job on a hurricane than any administration has ever done.
Many volunteers have been displaced and affected counties have had to change early voting sites. Donald Trump visits the disaster zone near Asheville today and holds a rally in Greenville before appearing with religious leaders in Concord. North Carolina has a history of split ticket voting. Trump won the state in 2020 by a margin of less than 75,000 votes. I'm Jennifer King.
And Liz Cheney says she's campaigning with Kamala Harris. She says Kamala Harris, she wants her to win the presidential election for the future of the children of America and for every American.
I looked across the table at my young sons, and I thought to myself, you know, in the aftermath of the attack on the Capitol, are they going to grow up in a country where we don't have to worry about the peaceful transfer of power? Are they going to grow up in a country where that is guaranteed?
Cheney emphasized that it wasn't just January 6th that made her believe Donald Trump could not lead this nation.
We're going to reject the kind of vile vitriol that we've seen from Donald Trump. We're going to reject the misogyny that we've seen from Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. And we have the chance in this race to elect somebody who you know is going to defend the rule of law. You know Vice President Harris is going to defend our Constitution.
Okay, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, and we can also talk about that McDonald's appearance. I know we see through it. I know you see through it. It was staged. But do you think it was good for Trump to do that, or was it stupid? If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Olivia Dunn, the LSU gymnast whose boyfriend is Paul Skeens, LSU's star pitcher who went to the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's now in the offseason with the Steelers. They chartered a plane and they flew to Jupiter, Florida to just enjoy a romantic getaway. And Olivia Dunn is just such a kind, kind person that she's sharing pictures of her on social media in a bikini. And part of the bikini looks like it's climbing, if you know what I mean. So anyway, they were enjoying this romantic weekend, and her caption on Instagram was, quote, no complaints. And man, she is killing it with money and the NIL thing. She's killing it. She's doing really, really well. So she knows what she's doing, and those bikini pictures are bringing in the bucks. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we will be right back on WWL.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it seems like something is always wrong, but we got to stay positive through all of this. I'm Scoot on the Air. Let's go to Metairie. And Daniel, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
So I'm just trying to figure out this relationship that Trump has with Vox, because Trump says he wants to shred the Constitution. And now we have Elon Musk says he wants to promote the Constitution.
Yeah, I have that problem with that too.
So which is it?
Well, I don't know. When Trump talks about using the military against Americans who have a different opinion from him, that just shreds the Constitution completely. And there are other things. Well, but you know, Elon Musk wants people to sign this petition supporting the Constitution and agreeing to vote for Trump, and he'll give him $100.
And also, Trump hates electric cars. He wants to drill, baby, drill. But Elon Musk is just the opposite.
Yeah, how ironic is that, too? They're the great ironies. Daniel, I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
If you've got a comment, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. And, you know, electric cars, you know, that's just another one of those topics that is not political by nature, but it's been turned political. I mean, Americans should have a choice. Nobody's going to force you to buy an electric car. This is not a political topic. If you want to buy an electric car, you should have an electric car. I guarantee you, there are electric car owners. There are Tesla owners listening to this show who are conservative Republicans, and they're voting for Trump. They don't care. They just like the Tesla. Tesla is a hell of a car. I mean, it's fast as hell. I mean, if you have an image that like an electric car, and I've talked about this before, it's like some kind of a slug. Man, you've never been in a Tesla. That is fast AF. I mean, it blasts off the line, and it's fast. So, yeah, people want to own an electric car. Let them own an electric car. All right, you got a comment. The Oakenheart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. Gregory's in Metairie. Hey, Gregory. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Scoot. Nice to talk to you. Listen, I was out of town for like 8 days. I went to San Diego just over 2 weeks ago. So I was over there visiting my daughter and friends. Anyway, before I left, it was a Friday about 2 weeks ago. You get this caller that calls in a lot, and he's like, he mentions my name, and he mentions Janice and Jimmy and Gretna like we're some kind of cretins, and he's done it more than three times. Oh no! You think it's funny, huh? I mean, I have every right to call
Gregory,
and express
my
opinion.
You're rather bombastic on the air, and you say things that cause people to react. So he lumped you in that group.
I guess I am. But usually when I call you, I'm talking about things I did that weekend and how great your show is. I mean, I don't see how I'm bad. And Jimmy from Gretna is harmless. Now, I know Janice can get a little kooky, but I still respect her opinion. You know,
don't be
as you do. But the thing is, okay, whatever. Well, when that guy Jeff got off,
don't take it personally.
No, I'm really not, because I still enjoy your show. But I'm saying I would never mention names, and he did it not once, but like over three times, and me specifically, and then Janice, and then Jimmy from Gretna, who's, according to me, I mean, I enjoy his information, because sometimes I forget about shows that are coming up, like Southport Hall or on the West Bank, and I really dig his info. But after he got the air, you extolled him by saying, Jeff, this is the reason why we do this show. It's a reason, because the listeners like you, Gregory and the rest, they're just entertainment. Like, I don't add anything to your program. I was a little insulted, but it's not going to ruin my life or anything like that.
I doubt that I mentioned your name. I probably mentioned the callers.
That caller did, and you extolled them after the call and said, Jeff, you're the reason why we do this show.
That's right.
It was really like, whoa, really? So my opinion, I know sometimes I am bombastic. When I know I'm right, I'm right, and whatever. And as far as Donald Trump going to McDonald's, of course, that was a show. I mean, come on. You know, they had to work that out with Secret Service and everything. Everybody's trying to kill him anyway.
The question is, was it good?
I mean, I would like to just mention some of Tim Walz's and Kamala's gaffes, but you really do. You really, really do. You just don't.
I've admitted that this is an alternative to the shows where you only hear hear Republican rhetoric. That's it. So,
well, Scoot, whether you believe me or not, your show is very important to me. I get a lot of information from you and Ian. It's a very valuable resource for me. We just have different opinions. It doesn't mean I dislike you, but it's stuck in my craw, that guy, and he calls a lot. But why would he mention specific callers by name? I think it's a cheap shot. That's all.
Well, I will tell you this. If I describe you as an entertaining caller based on what somebody has said, I think you should take that as a compliment. And Gregory, you are an entertaining caller. I do appreciate the call. I appreciate that you listen to the show. Also in Metairie, Carrie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Did we lose you, Carrie?
Yeah, she hung up on herself.
Sadly, we lost Carrie. All right, Carrie. Sometimes people hit the wrong button on the phone. So, Carrie, if you want to call back, we'll get you right back on. We'll take a break here. We'll come back with more. Thousands of migrants in southern Mexico have left. They're on their way to the border right now. About 2,000 migrants are on the way from the southern Mexican border. They're on their way to the U.S.-Mexican border. They want to get across before the presidential election. We'll talk about that and more when we come back. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Crew Abu over the weekend. I'm seeing costumes. You're going to see a lot of costumes coming up this weekend. Halloween is getting close. You know, this song, My Girlfriend is a Witch, this is not necessarily a Halloween song. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on WWL. Well, the election is 15 days away from today. The NFL is running a really heavy schedule of this promo to get people to vote. It's NFL players. And they're saying, and I want all of you to pay attention to this because this is really profound. These NFL players are saying, hey, listen, you come see us in the rain and in the snow. You come see us. You make a commitment to come see us, but yet you don't come out to vote. So if you're going to come out to see us in the rain and in the snow, and no matter what the conditions are, then vote. Because it really is important. And early voting is going on now. I mentioned earlier that in Louisiana, this surprised me a little bit because I thought Democrats would vote in bigger numbers than Republicans in early voting, but that's not the case right now. 103,000 plus Democrats voted up to this point in early voting, and 113,000 plus Republicans have voted in early voting. Let's go to Carrie in Metairie. Carrie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Stu. I'm sorry. I guess I'll call Phil before. But I try to listen to you every day, and I do get a lot of information from you. I have been really praying and all really hard about this election. Yes, it is very important. I want to make sure I vote for the right person. But I do work in a hospital with babies. Something really, really bothered me, and it bothers a lot of my coworkers, I must tell you, is when Harris said she would give $6,000 to everybody that has a baby. Do you realize how many $6,000? And she said, in case they have to buy a crib or a car seat. Well, if you can't afford a crib or a car seat, you shouldn't be having a baby. And I don't mean that ugly, but I see it. We see it on a daily basis. We've seen 13-year-olds having babies. I know this might be hard to understand or believe. It's the truth. So what is she thinking when she tells people that? That was on national TV. I heard it from my own ears. You know,
Carrie,
no,
unfortunately, we have a system. Our government rewards negative behavior. And I agree with you. You should think before you have children. And there's no reason a 13-year-old should have a child. And we know why.
Right.
I mean, like there's like open door sex, a lot of parents don't respect their sex, and their kids copy them, and they have sex, and it's something that is acceptable, and nobody wants to address it because it disproportionately affects a certain member of a certain group in the population, and nobody wants to address it. But it is truly a problem, and it is a problem that contributes to crime in America.
Right. And you know, Scoot, not only that, even if you were 32 years old and you had a baby, then she said, and you could probably go ahead and check this, but you probably heard it already. You know, she said, I would give everybody that has a baby $6,000 and they could spend it on a car. You know what that's going to do? Everybody's going to have a baby just to get $6,000. And in that $6,000, and I'm telling you, we see it.
Well,
we see
okay,
it.
But
that $6,000 is going to make, you know,
right, but
Section 8 housing.
Look, but they're not, she's not going to just hand them $6,000. It's a tax credit. And so, you know,
well,
I mean, ultimately.
Saying.
No, well, there it's a tax credit. But she wants to make it sound like that. But okay, so you're right. The verbal rhetoric is not good to make it seem like I'll give you $6,000 if you have a baby because, my God, there are already enough people who have children who shouldn't have children. At least not now.
Right.
I mean, you know, my wife and I waited 9 years before we had my son, and we just kind of wanted to make sure that everything was okay and that we could support a child. But a lot of people don't think that way, and that's certainly not the way a 13-year-old thinks. Carrie, listen, I respect what you and your coworkers do. I understand your concern, and I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Let's go to Algiers. Dwight, you're on WWL. Oh, Dwight hung up? Okay. You want to do a couple of texting in?
Yes, here's a text message that says, I'm a Republican, but I am moderate in thinking, and I early voted on Friday. I could not in good conscience vote for either one. They both suck. I voted for one of the other candidates that I know will not win. I just could not vote for either of those two.
But I'm really proud of this person for voting because there's something really healthy about the process of voting. Even if you vote for somebody who you know can't win, you voted. And that is the responsibility of every American citizen. You cannot call yourself a patriotic American if you don't vote. I don't care how right-wing you are. You're not a patriot if you don't vote. And there are going to be some people on the right who call themselves patriots who don't bother voting.
Yeah, you know, I've said this to people when I was on the air or on the text line, say, well, I don't know who to vote for. I don't like either of these people. And I say, well, then don't agonize about it. If you haven't made up your mind, if you don't have the information you need to choose one of these candidates today, you're not going to get it before Election Day. But you can leave that box blank. You don't have to vote for either of these people. You can still show up and vote for all the down ballot candidates and the amendments and whatever and do your duty. And you just do if you feel like you're being forced to choose a candidate you really do not want to. It's OK for you to just not do that if that's what you have to do.
Yeah, I know. I totally agree. But get out and exercise that right to vote because it's an important thing that Americans do.
Here's a text that says, the Republican Party's top brass know that they have the most flawed candidate in American history. The two impeachments, the 34 felonies, the sex assault, and they are stuck with him. And their only play has to be convince people that Kamala Harris is equally as flawed as Trump. And unfortunately, it's working.
Yeah, look, I know a lot of people are voting for Trump. They don't like him, but they don't want to vote for Harris. A lot of people are voting for Harris. They don't like her, but they're voting for Trump. What happened to the day when, I know a lot of people on the right love Donald Trump, and a lot of people on the left love Kamala Harris. But there are a lot of people in this country who are voting against a candidate rather than for a candidate. What happened to the days when people just generally loved the candidate and they voted for the candidate because they like them, not because they're voting against the other candidate?
I'll leave you with this one. You noticed they had Donald Trump working at the fry station. If you want McDonald's, if you were McDonald's, would you trust him with the register? LOL.
somebody said earlier, we serve lies with our fries. Also, the Drudge Report said that Donald Trump was one fry short of a happy meal. All right, if you've got a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. About 2,000 migrants have left the southern border of Mexico, and they're headed for the United States, and they want to try to get here before the election because they're concerned that a new administration, whichever administration, is going to bring an end to the asylum appointments that are made through an online system, CBP-1. So there's a way to go online and make an appointment to seek asylum in America, CBP-1. And they're concerned, and they should be concerned. There is so much pressure to change the border that whether Kamala Harris wins or Donald Trump wins, things at the border are going to change. Still to come, we'll talk about Donald Trump's favorite farm animal and plans that he says Kamala Harris has to get rid of that animal. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't think she learned her lesson from Fox News, because Marjorie Taylor Greene has another wild claim about the Dominion voting machines. And I mean, she's just kind of stupid. I mean, we kind of knew that, right? Marjorie Taylor Greene's kind of stupid. Yeah. She's got an ego, and her intelligence doesn't have the ability to cash the checks that her ego is writing. That's, I think, the best way to put it. Anyway, all of that coming up in the next hour. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's a great Monday, and we'll be back on WWL. On the SOTA Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1972, Chuck Berry had his only number one hit on the top 100. It was this song, My Ding-a-Ling. It was a novelty song about his ding-a-ling. Whatever could he be talking about? All right, I've got a comment about Donald Trump bringing up Arnold Palmer's ding-a-ling and how big his ding-a-ling was. I'm going to mention that in the next hour. All right, a lot more still to come. I'm Scoot on the Air. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We'll be right back on a beautiful Monday on WWL.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.